Hello and welcome to the Feel Good in Body, Mind and Soul show. I'm your host, Isa Welly. I'm a registered nutritional therapist and a well-being coach, and I'm here to bring you tips, tools and conversations around nutrition, well-being, mindset to help you feel good in body, mind and soul. Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Isa Welly here. Today's podcast is a special one as I am coaching live Jessica. She's a member of my community online here, and she basically replied to one of the emails I sent you guys, if you're on my mailing list, maybe 2-3 months ago, asking who wanted to be on the podcast, who wanted to be interviewed, and she was up for it. And I feel like her journey, so many of us can relate to that. And she was very open and honest with me. So we had a quick pre-session, a quick pre-chat a couple of weeks ago, about half an hour chat. And, you know, I just wanted to have an idea of what she wanted, like her life goals, her health goals, and if I could actually help her. And yeah, so we decided to record the episode. We only recorded this sort of first pre-chat together because, I mean, not the pre-chat, our first session, because obviously there was the mindset part I wanted to work on, but also the nutrition. And usually when I work with my client on my coaching package, Get Your Health Back on Track, it's 3 to 6 months, right? So you guys are only getting a little picture of what an introduction session would be like, what we would talk about, how we would set the ground basically for our time together. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed recording it. I hope to record more for you guys. It's one of the last episodes before I take a 2 months break as well, a creative break, because, you know, sometimes you need to take time off so you can refresh and feel inspired again. And the podcast will start again in October, I think. Yeah, October. But yeah, enjoy the episode. Let me know your thoughts. Drop me a DM or email me at admin@isawelly.com. And of course, if you need support, you want to get your health back on track, just email me, get your health back on track. I'm ready. And I'll send you more details about the package. And yeah, that's it. Enjoy the episode and don't forget to share and leave us a review. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast, Isa Welly here. Today is a special episode. We have a member of our lovely community, Jessica, all the way from America. I can't remember where.
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, girl. Listen, I love Chicago. Like, I went to Chicago when I was, I can't remember how old I was, but anyway, I had a birthday there. Was that 25? No, surely I was older than 25. But I basically, because I'm 40 now, so that was a long time ago. But when I was a professional dancer, I went on tour. I was on tour there with Kylie Minogue. She's an Australian artist. And we were in Chicago, okay. And I just fell in love with it. I loved it so much. The jazz bar. And it was in October, yeah. And it was my birthday. I'm pretty sure it was in 2008. But anyway, just all that to say, I loved it. Let's get back to our podcast, shall we? I got distracted there, but I'm excited to be chatting with you today. I've been wanting to do this for a while. So, and I felt like your situation where you are right now in your life, that could benefit. A lot of people are in that situation, a lot of women in our community. And I feel like the mind could benefit from our conversation, basically. So let's dive right in, because we actually both on a baby time frame. She's a mom of two. Yeah. Jessica's a mom of two as well. And my babysitter is wrapping up in an hour and a half. So Jessica lives in Chicago. She's a mom of two. And her main concern today is to find a way to get back into healthier habits, eating healthier, moving her body regularly, creating that balance in her life. She doesn't want to run into it and just do too much, but she wanted to be done the right way. And she wants to find what works for her. So we had a chat already 2-3 weeks ago. So I sort of a little bit know where she is, but I would love you in your own words to just quickly share, like, maybe what you do, how old are your kids, and where you are in your life right now, and why you need support. Why now? Why do you want to get some coaching now to help you out of the rut?
All right. Well, thanks for having me again.
And so my daughter is 6, my son is 2, and they're both fairly young. So I want to be healthy, not only for me, but of course for them. I have always kind of been heavier on the overweight side. And I just think it's time to make a change. And I'm going through a lot of problems physically with my knee. And I truly believe it's from the weight gain, because like I said, you know, before I had them, I was active. I was running 5 miles a day. You know, I had my daughter. I lost the weight because of some sickness a little bit during the pregnancy. I did breastfeeding, got healthier. She was okay. I was okay. And then slowly, well, it felt like slowly the weight came back. Okay. So I tried my working out again, and I feel as if I ran into it and I injured my knee, and that stopped me. So I said, okay, well, I can't do everything I want physically. Let me just start with walking. So I walk all the time everywhere. Then sometime later I had my son and the same thing happened. I breastfed him, the weight came off, and then slowly I stopped. And then I went into kickboxing and I was so excited. I was so pumped. I ended up getting hurt again. So I'm like, okay, I need to bring it back a dial. And I'm not going to say, I know that nutrition plays a huge part in it. I'm not going to say I eat the worst, but I know I don't eat the best as well. So I would say for me, I want to do this to eat better, just have a healthier relationship with food, and to take my time and focus on the right movements, because I don't want to keep getting injured. And I feel like every time that happens, it puts me back to the square one. So I am currently a personal assistant. So I'm always on the go. I'm running around not only for my client, but for myself, of course, my home, my babies, dropping them to and from school, you know, just the daily errands and things of that nature. So I would say that's where I'm at. That's what I'm doing. And that's where I would like to be in my my health journey.
Mm. Well, how would you like to feel? What do you want to feel energized, like when you wake up? Yes.
I love that. Energized. Yes. Energized. I can go to bed at like 8:30 at night and still wake up at like 9 in the morning. Well, I would say like 7. I can't get up 9. That's really late. But I'm still... What is sleeping in? What is that?
Right? God.
But I'm still kind of like, oh, I'm tired. And I'm like, but you slept a nice amount of time. So yeah, I would say I want to feel more energy. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. What are your biggest challenges right now? What do you think is standing in between you and feeling energized, or doing what you need to do to feel energized?
I would say trying to find a balance. You know,
balance between what? What type of balance?
I would just say a balance to take time out for me. That I would say that's what's standing in between me and starting this journey.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just trying to figure it out between work. I'm in school off and on during certain semesters, my babies, of course, time for me, time for my husband, my families. I'm just trying to find a balance. And you say, okay, well, you wake up early enough, you start your day, but before you know it, it's like afternoon. Before you know it, it's evening. It's time to go to bed and do it all over again.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm trying to carve that time out for myself.
Yeah.
Even if it's like 15, 20 minutes. I know a workout is better than no workout, but I also think it depends on the type of workout that you're doing. We can do like a 10-minute cardio all the time, but is that really conditioning and training your body the way you want it to reach the goals that you want to get?
Yeah.
And I know you have to start somewhere. I get that. But what I'm trying to do is something completely different with my body that I've never done before. So it's going to take time. If you want to do the workout for the right body part, if you want to make sure you have the movement right, you know, you have to do like 3 to 4 sets of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm finding time to do what I want, how I want, when I want. So yeah, the balance.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I get that. And also, it's a great reminder that movement, exercising is important for different things. 15 minutes a day will be great for your mental health. But if you want to achieve certain things in terms of your physicality, you'll definitely need more than 15 minutes, right? So I'd say 100% 15 minutes is better than nothing. Get you moving, give you that sense of, okay, a bit of achievement. Okay, I'm doing something. I'm trying my best here. Yes. But of course, if we could push it to 25, 30 minutes would be incredible, because then after 20 minutes, we really start working on your physics, like, right? Not just a feel good factor, which is obviously very, very important as well. So tell me a little bit, what is your day? Let's have a little look at your day. Let's see how we can carve out some time, because I think your biggest challenge is time, but I always feel like there are ways to make it work. And now that I'm mom, if I wasn't a mom, I would have said, damn it. But now that I'm a mom, I get it. No. Listen, get it. I've started a challenge, my morning habits challenge, where I want to go to bed at 9:30 p.m. and wake up at 5:30 a.m. So I have an hour and a half before my daughter wakes up and I can do workout. And I've not been able to wake up before 6. I'm managing 6:15. Okay. So I'm getting 45 minutes an hour in. But some days I just cannot make it work, because maybe that night she hasn't slept. She's teething again at the moment. So I'm like, yes. I woke up 5 times this night. I probably slept altogether 4 hours. So sometimes I get it. Now I get it. Sometimes it's just hard. It's very hard. You need like... be more than will, like you need a lot, and our bodies also needs rest. So it's about finding that balance. So let's have a look. So give me like a typical, like a Monday to Friday kind of day, or are your days all the same, or are there some days that are different?
Some days are different. So my daughter usually starts school at 7:50 in the morning. So we are up at about 6:30. I get her up about 6:45. So I try to get up at least 15, 20 minutes earlier than her. And that's why I just start my morning, do my regimen, my usual morning routine. And then I go and get her up, and then I help her get dressed and get them breakfast. And then I get my son up later, and I do the same thing with him, brush teeth, wash face, change his clothes, diaper, and get him ready for the day, get him breakfast. And about 7:35, 7:40, we're out the door. I drop off at school. I come back about 8:15. And if it's in the summertime, I usually get my son in his stroller and we go for a morning walk. That walk is about probably like an hour and a half. I love that I live by like the nature forest. Yeah, we walk every day. I do. Wow. I walk every day and I'm grateful for it. I really enjoy it. So we come back from that walk. I usually change his diaper again. I give him some like a snack, a morning snack, if he didn't eat all his breakfast, or I'll give him what I made and he didn't finish it. So we usually do school time. So that's books and maybe playing with some toys for like motor skills and things of that sort. And then I may put on Elmo for him. And then that's when I start like trying to read my Bible, listen to my devotional, pray. And
what time is that?
I would say like about 11:30, between like 11:30 to like 12:30, sometimes one. It depends, because that the morning, it starts off slow, but between the walk, coming back, the school time, the Elmo, I look up and I'm like, man, it's already 11:30, 12. And usually I try to put him down right after that for a nap for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Now, in that 2 hours, I'm usually trying to do laundry, clean up whatever I didn't get to in the week, do the dishes, get something out for dinner, and just sit down. Usually, I'm trying to start something. So I'm trying to research what I can. And of course, starting those things, trying to get them into play. And then my alarm goes off. My daughter gets out of school at about 2:50. So I leave, like, I would say 2:15, because the line to pick her up is ridiculous. So I have to leave 30 minutes early.
Wow.
Even though she's down the street. Yes. So we come back home, we get them snacks. And then I usually let them watch a movie. Then they read a book together. We all read a book together. And then time for dinner and then bath. And then bedtime.
What time do they go to bed?
I try to get them in bed by 8 o'clock.
Okay.
8:30 being the latest.
Okay. Are you a morning workout person or an evening workout?
I prefer the mornings because if I don't do it in the mornings, it's not going to get done.
I totally agree with you. I'm right there with you. And also, I personally think working out in the evening, and I'm pretty sure I've read a couple of studies about this, is not the best because you get excited, you got that surge of adrenaline, and now you have to calm down and sleep.
Oh,
some people
my
say
gosh.
They sleep totally fine. I'm like, how? But most people that
Kudos
work out in
them.
The evening, they don't sleep well. Some people say they are. Yeah. I'm like, how does that work? But in the morning, let's have a little look at when you wake up and then that little gap that you have. And also I want to explore a little bit the walk with your son. When you go for a walk, where is it? Is there a way where we can incorporate something a little bit dynamic, especially because it's summer? Is there like a little corner where he could be looking at you, you're playing, but maybe you squeeze in a quick 20 minutes or 15 minutes, some sort of HIIT workout, some quick, very quick, do you know what I mean? Like a quick class, because it could be like you have to break it down. It could be like either you wake up at 6:15 and from 6:15 to 6:45, that's it. You don't even, because that's what I do, right? I wake up, I swear, I go to the bathroom, I scrub my tongue, put some coconut oil in my mouth that I swish around for 5 to 20 minutes, depending on the day. And straight away, I'm on the mat. I don't stop to think, to pick up something, to clean. I'm like, no, this is my time to, this is the only time, the only opportunity I'm going to have that is clear today to work out in silence or to meditate or to do whatever. I'm going to take it. Nothing else is happening. Like, I'm not even talking to nobody. Like, my phone, I'm not even, that's it. It's like bed, bathroom, mat. That's it. So that way I get that thing that is so important to me done straight away. And I try to wake up as early as I can. So that's an option for you to wake up at 6:15 and make it happen.
Yeah.
The second option would be when you go on a walk, that hour walk, either it's a 30 minute walk or 45 minutes walk and then you work out, or within the walk you have your leggings and your trainers on, and especially in the summer you make it happen. I don't know where you're walking, but do you know what I mean? Like, I know that when I go on a walk in the park, I could put my daughter down and do a fun workout and she'll watch and she'll think it's funny. I don't do that because I have the time to do it in the morning, but that's the second option. These are ways you can incorporate that without having to find the time somewhere else. Because I think as a mom, that 11:30 to 1 or when he's napping is precious. I don't think it's a workout time. Me personally, I think it's time for you to do all these things you talked about, because you need that for your mental health as well. You also need that time for, even if you don't want to do anything, if you just want to sit, watch TV or read your Bible, like whatever these things you said are important to you, that's your time. Yeah. So I think that time should stay untouched. So he leaves us two options: the early morning, waking up 15 minutes earlier and using half an hour to straight away, like 6:10, you're awake, you put the alarm on, you roll your mat, 6:15, you're there, 6:45, you're done, you wake your daughter up, and then we'll try to squeeze a shower in somehow, somewhere at some point later on. Maybe, maybe during the nap, you'll take like a quick 5-minute shower and then, but you know what I mean? In terms of optimizing your time and finding that is these are your two options. Either you wake up earlier and you want that clear time to really give yourself half an hour, and then during the walk, or during the walk, you do that. It could also be both. You can also work out in the morning and then squeeze in another 20 minutes of something when you guys are walking, power walk, a few little jumping jacks or whatever rocks your boat. We can look at that when we are off recording. We can go more in details about that. But these are my two options for you. How does it feel? What do you think?
I know that early morning would be better. If I'm being honest, I love my sleep. I don't drink coffee. But I know it's a sacrifice. It's a lifestyle change. It will be worth it. I don't drink caffeine personally. And I'm just like, okay, I know it's going to hit that slump that, oh, I'm tired. I can try to take a nap with my son, or I can do something productive. And I'm not saying taking a nap is bad. Sometimes we need it. I just feel, me personally, like, okay, I could be doing something instead of sleeping. So I can do the early morning. I know I can get up and do it. But at some point in the day, it's going to hit me. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would say try to find a way to counterattack that. But without caffeine, how to address that when it happens?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the other things we want to talk about as well with you is your diet. And when I wrote your plan, I saw a little bit your meal plan. And I'll give you some tips on how to eat to energize yourself, because as a mom, I think you're sleeping a bit now, right? Do you wake up a lot at night for the baby? Yeah.
I don't. Thank God.
Thank God. Because listen, you know the drill. I don't even need to tell you. I'm still in the midst of that. I'm still waking up three times a night sometimes. And I'm like, Jesus, when is this going to stop? You know, but still, there are some tips on how you can eat to optimize your sleep. So if you're going to be waking up 15 minutes earlier, that may mean you have to wake up 15 minutes earlier. You have to go to bed 15 minutes earlier, or in the day when you feel tired, making sure that your diet, your choice, what you're eating is supporting your goals. Like you're having energizing meals, right? Loads of nice, healthy fats and protein in the morning. And then when you go for the walk, you could have a little snack there that will keep you up. Like there are things you can do with nutrition to keep your energy and your blood sugar balanced throughout the day. Would you get a bit tired? Yes, but your body will get used to it if you'll balance it out somewhere else, right? We can try to add that 15 minutes. But in terms of your goals, your ultimate goal is to move your body again and change your lifestyle. You're going to have to start with some of these sacrifices eventually.
Definitely. That makes sense.
Do you think it's worth it? Is my question to you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And yes, I just celebrated a birthday Monday, the 17th. And
your birthday.
I told myself, my birthday. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It was great. It was a wonderful birthday. I'm very blessed and loved, and I'm grateful and thank God for that. So, but I told myself, okay, I know God willing by next year, I want to, of course, look differently, but I want to feel and think differently, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So what are the steps I can do to be the best me I can be? Granted, I'm not perfect. I cannot be perfect. There will be days, but I know that I can do it. It's worth it for me, worth it for those I love around, you know, who are around me, my babies, my husband, my family, my friends, myself. I know it's going to be worth it. I'm just excited. Not so much intimidated. I used to feel like that before. Mm. I used to go to this and be like, what am I doing here? I have no business being here. I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to start. I'm spending more time scrolling on my phone trying to find a workout as opposed to already having something there. Mm-hmm. This time around, I feel like, okay, we're all here for the same reason.
Yeah.
If they look at me, cool. If they don't, whatever. I'm here to do what I need to do for me. So I'm excited. It's going to be worth it. And I'm willing to take steps.
Yeah. Amen. I'm really, really happy to hear that. And one other thing that can really anchor you is something I do with my clients when I work on a one-on-one. Obviously, this is one call, right? This is just one call. But when I work with my clients, it's 3 to 6 months. One of the very first thing we do is we work on finding their health goals. And it's a phrase that I want to be healthier to, for example, inspire my children, or I want to be healthier so I can build the business and the life that I love. I want to be healthier so I can become a mom. I want to be healthier so I can build a strong body that can carry a baby. So every one of my clients have their goals, and no matter what it is, it's valid. But when we work on that phrase or that goal, and we know ultimately, why do I want to be healthier? Of course, we all want to be healthier for a reason or another, because we want to be healthier. Nobody wants to feel shit. That's a fact. But when you have, you know what I mean? When you have the vision, you have your health vision, you picture yourself every morning, you visualize yourself jumping out, energizing, playing with your kids, that shit fuels you. That will fuel you. Let me tell you, it will fuel you. Sometimes I'm in my bed and I'm like, nah, babes, I'm not getting up. And then I tune in real quick. I'm like, come on now. Why do you want to be healthy?
Yeah.
And when I know why I want to be healthy, I know my goals, I get off of that bed. I'm like, come on, let's do this now. But it has to be something that matters to you, right? The reason. It can't just be like, of course, looking good is amazing. I mean, duh, I used to be a dancer and a model. So I'm definitely biased on that. But of course, and like, I'm like everybody, yeah, I want to be cute. I want to have like a nice bum. Like, I want to look cute. Yeah. My version of cute. But having a health goal really pulls me up. It pulls me forward. That's my fuel. So that really is something that I would invite you to do, will be to write that sentence and whatever it is. My name is Jessica and I'm on my health journey. It matters to me and I want to be healthy because I want to be a role model to my children. I want to have the energy to build my life, to build my dream, to start my business, to do this. Whatever it is that is really exciting you, and you know you need your health. We need our health for everything, right? We need our health for everything, for everything. Our health is our wealth. It's the foundation of our life. It's the foundation of everything we do. We ain't healthy, we ain't shit. You can have all the money, everything you want, but if you can't enjoy it, right? Who's going to enjoy it for you? Yeah. What's the point? Let's get healthy first and then let's go chase whatever we're chasing, the love, the money, whatever it is that we want to chase, right? I'm like, okay, let me get healthy first. This is always my thing. I'm like, how do I feel? If I'm feeling crap, my gut is playing, I don't look good, I feel, let me get healthy and then let's get started, right? So I think get on with that. Remind yourself, write that sentence, remind yourself your health goal, your health vision, and then let it fuel you. Let it help you get up in the morning to do the things you want to do. When we come off, because if not this session, this episode will last 2 hours. We will go through the meal plan I've written for you on to help you with your weight loss goals. But ultimately, this is something I really wanted to share with you and with everybody listening, is that when you want to change your lifestyle, when you want to move forward, you're going to have to do things that you don't do. I personally, as a new mom, I'm tired, but I'm running my business. Yeah. I'm a mom. I live in London. London is crazy expensive, as everywhere is getting expensive. I have goals. Yeah. I have dreams. I have to work towards them. While I'm trying to balance everything, like you find the time, I try to remind myself, what's the ultimate goal? What is my priority at this season of my life? This season of my life, I'm a mom. Yes, I want goals, but this season of my life, I'm a mom. And I said to myself, the first year of motherhood, I'm fully breastfeeding. I want to be really focused on that. Now we're towards the end. We have 1 month left of breastfeeding. Spinning. Hopefully the winning will be easy, but I can now start changing my goals. Now I can start putting more into me now, right? I'm like, okay, I'm going to start waking up again early, try to go to bed early so I can start carving that time for myself now, a bit more time for mom, because mom wants to rebuild herself. So each season of our life is different, right? We can't do everything at the same time. I can't give my business 100%, myself 3,000,000%. Now it's me. Then it's going to be something else. Then it was my baby. Then, so again, we want to prioritize things. And I think you're really ready based on what we chatted about a few weeks ago. You're ready for this time to be yours, to build your health again. And the health is going to be, your health is going to be the foundation of your whole family, right? So remind yourself
and
that.
And realistically.
Sorry, and what?
And realistically. Yeah. I'm trying to do it realistically, you know, that the weather's going to change and things are going to change. So sometimes we get sick, unfortunately, but just to do this time around and to be realistic about it. And that's why I go back to saying my birthday. I said, okay, I know where I'm at physically this year. I'm going to give myself a year. And granted, I know it probably will not take that long. Mm-hmm. But at least I know that by my next birthday, I would want to not only physically be where I want to be, of course, mentally, emotionally better, but to know what to do.
Yes.
To know what to do to get to where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And if I do want to change that into something even bigger, mm-hmm. I know the steps to take to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think it's a great time frame. I would say with time, don't put any pressure or any numbers too much.
Yeah.
Because again, your fuel is the ultimate. Yes, of course you want to lose weight. And I know there's a number and I absolutely, but you want to feel energized. That was the first question you answered. You were like, yes. I just want to feel energized.
Yes.
And you will feel energized. But as you're feeling more energized every month, every week, the weight loss will come on its own. You won't even need to push hard. Or I have a podcast episode where I talk about dieting and I explain why I think diets don't work and why it's a bigger frame, this bigger question. There's so much more that comes into play. A change of lifestyle is what works. And if that's going to take a year, so be it. Because if you change your lifestyle, it takes you a year, then you're going to keep that lifestyle, let me tell you. But you want to be kind. You want to be gentle with yourself. You want to show so much compassion. You still want to be flexible, but you still want to be quite strict. Not rigid, but strict. Yeah. I think this is something that we get also when I have clients that come to me before and they say, oh, I don't think I can do this. They've lost confidence. And that's because they've done a lot of start and stop. Start, stop, start,
I've
stop,
been there.
Start, stop.
I've been there.
And that's okay. That's okay. But you avoid that because that's what makes us lose confidence in our ability to achieve and complete something. We set a goal, we go full blazing. That's it. From tomorrow, I'm drinking celery juice every day. No, you ain't. You never drank it before. You know what I mean? You don't even like
that
it, probably.
Isn't it true? Yes.
I'm a practitioner. And I do the same thing. I'm a human. I'm like, okay, from tomorrow, I'm waking up at 5:30 every day. No, you're not, because you don't even go to bed at 9:30. But I tell you what I did. Yeah. I woke up at 6:30 for a while. Then it was 6:15. Then I pushed to 6. And now I'm pretty, unless she has a really bad night where I don't sleep. So that's physical. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah,
I will be up. But I didn't start. I was like, I'm going to start at 5:30. I was like, no, you're not, Welly. You know you're not going to do that. Let's not put that pressure now. Let's just work our way. Take 2-3 weeks, prep yourself. And that works for me better, right? I prepped myself. I woke up. I was like, okay, how can I change my evening so I can wake up in the morning earlier? And that's something you want to consider as well. What can I change in my evening? And I realized that after dinner, I was faffing for an hour, literally doing nothing. Like nothing fun, not even resting. I was like walking around. I'm like, what are you doing? So it all went back to, I'm like walking around, doing nothing because my baby's asleep and I have time. I'm like, what's next? But being mindful of my time means rewinding back. So I was like, okay, I need to wake up early. So I need to go to bed early. What do I need to do to go to bed early that I'm not doing? Dinner can be earlier. Yeah, it's already early. What's that hour? What's happening in that hour? Okay, that means everything needs to be off at 9. So I'm in my room at 9 instead of, oh, I'm going to go to bed at 10. So at 10, I'll start wrapping up and I'm in bed by 11. So because I know I'm a faffer, I procrastinate, I need 30 minutes to cleanse my face, put my cream, do this, look at myself, all of that. I'm like, okay, cool. You can still do that, but you're going to need to push it earlier. So what can
I like
you do?
Time frame.
What
so
can
like
you
15
do?
Minutes earlier. Yeah. Later.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that.
What can you do the night before that will help you earn or save 15, 20 minutes that you can use in the morning? What can you do the night before to save that time? So you have to work backwards. When we're setting ourselves goals and we really want to reach those goals, we're like, I have enough. I want to change my lifestyle. I want to get the results. I want to feel better. I want to wake up feeling energized. I want to lose the weight. Don't go full blazing and start doing the thing. Prepare yourself. Even if it's going to take you a week, you're going to have my plan. I'm going to give you the nutrition plan. We're having this conversation. I'm trying to really help you see things from a different angle. Go back to the evening. Okay, what's happening in the evening? How can I chip in those 15, 20 minutes and start working, letting my body get used to going to bed a little bit earlier? It might take a week, might take two, might be easier than that. And work your way through that. And then the morning will be easier because the challenge is not there, it's before, right? So preparation is always key. That's what's going to help you be successful. And for me, for you be successful is just waking up at 6:10, 6:15 and doing half an hour workout. That's it. That's your success. The results will come with time, but try not to base the result on that's the success. You taking the action, you being here today with me is already a success because you're putting things into place. You're willing to change your habits. You're willing to see things differently. So now get into the nitty gritty of the things. Boom, boom, boom. How does it feel? How does it sound?
It sounds excited. I'm excited.
So that's my first goal for you.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited for you as well.
Thank you. I really like that. And going back to when you said my name, my goal, I have scriptures all throughout my house, but I don't have nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So it will be nice to see walking around. So yeah. I'm going to get my journal now and write that down and tape it on the wall.
Absolutely. Yeah. Put it on your wall, put it on your phone screensaver, a laptop, whatever it needs to be. And just remind yourself that, like, yeah, why do you want to be healthy? Why this time? Why does it matter? So that when you feel like not doing the things, you can go and read and be like, yes, I'm doing this for this. Yes, let's go. It's okay to fall off a day, 2 days, a couple of weeks, whatever. I'm going back because I have a vision. I have a vision. Yeah. I have one life. I want to live it feeling good, looking cute.
Yes, the best way I can. Yes.
Yeah, it's your birthright to feel good, to look cute. Like, it's your birthright, girlfriend.
I love that. I love that.
Hell
yes,
yes.
It is.
So let's make a quick little... A quick little sort of plan, really brief, because I want to sort of wrap up the episode and then you and I will continue offline. But if we were to say that you take the next 10 days, let's say we use the rest of the July for you to figure out going to bed early, what would it take to go to bed early? So put that into place. Does that mean changing dinner for you, prepping more food ahead of time? Prepping, for example, for me, now I have to, if there is nothing already cooked at the weekend for dinner, at lunch or at breakfast, I'm roasting some veg. I'm putting some things in the oven. Like if I'm standing in the kitchen, I'm doing two things at the same time. Now it's really like I'm the batch queen. I'm like, I'm not doing one thing. I'm here, I'm standing here. Let me just optimize this time. Whatever I'm doing, the eggs are cooking for breakfast. I'm there making my cute breakfast, taking my Instagram my Instagram pictures at the same time. I'm like, okay, let's put this in the oven so that at lunch is easy. So question one for you and exercise for you is, what would it take you to go to bed earlier? Just 15, let's try 15 to 30 minutes earlier. That's it. That's all. No more than that. Let's not go into full shock. What would it take? Once that is sorted, put the alarm on and wake up at the time at 6:10, 6:15, and then have half an hour to work out. That is the only change I'd love you to focus on so to make it work, and then start with that as soon as you're ready. And I just want you to focus on that through the month of August, going to bed early, waking up, doing that workout in the morning. That's it. That's all I want you to focus on when you come to a change of lifestyle. That one thing, because sometimes people think, or we think, okay, I want a new something, right? I want a goal. I want a new lifestyle. I need to do all these changes. No, sometimes the most powerful change are so tiny or so teeny tiny, and they're always within reach. Always. Very rarely we need to go call some
dial it back.
Yeah, like do some sort of crazy stuff. Yeah. All you need right now is to figure out how you can go to bed earlier, wake up earlier, so you can get those 30 minutes back and put them into a fantastic workout.
I can do that. Step one. Yeah. Earlier bedtime, earlier wake time.
Yeah, we said we had 1 year to change our lifestyle. So let's take our time.
Okay.
And you're going to feel so amazing. You're going to feel so amazing. And of course, as you're doing that through August, I'm going to give you the meal plan and the meal ideas and a few things I think you could change in your diet that could help you with weight loss a little bit faster as you're working out as well. But something that you're going to be able to sustain for a long time. Again, this is going to be a change of changing the way you eat, that's a whole other conversation. It's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I know you are. I know you are. So I'm gonna share that with you as well. Do you have any other questions for me?
At the moment, I know we will continue off screen, but I'm excited. This was nice. Those few key ideas, things that you've mentioned, they're bigger than they seem. The going to bed early. I never thought about that. Just mm-hmm. This is my regular routine. A through Z, and that's mm-hmm. it. Bedtime, and you know, I completely slipped my mind. Never thought mm-hmm. about that. Writing down my goals, why I'm starting this. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
seems simple, but it's gonna make a difference.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Amazing. I would love us to have this to have another conversation online in September, so we can share the progress, and that will be everybody listening to your podcast holding you accountable.
Like, my husband's birthday is in September, so that's okay. We can do it.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'm so excited to have spoken to you. I'm excited that you're excited about prioritizing yourself and your health. And again, that's the most expensive. That's the most not expensive. Yeah, that's the most. That's our wealth. Our health is our wealth.
Yeah. And rewarding.
It's priceless. Yes. It's priceless. So
that's right.
Putting your time, your energy, your money, your resources into it, it will always come back tenfold by you feeling
it's
incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. We can do it. We're worth it, mamas. We're worth
yes.
it, ladies.
It's your birthright to look cute, to feel good, to
yes.
live your best life. Remember that.
I love it. Yes, I'm here for it.
Oh, Jess, thank you so much. And thank you so much for everybody listening. If you would like to be on my podcast, to be coached live on the podcast, send me an email, admin@isawelly.com. We can have a conversation and I can see how I can support you. Thanks again for Jess for sharing so openly with us today. So much love to everybody. And I will see you in the next episode.